As the children grew, it was important that at every opportunity of being home, I was involved in their life space, discussing openly about their girly issues, as well as their teenage excitements and challenges, to understand their growth and emotions. We were very liberal, and they always brought their friends home. When we dined and they wanted to taste wine, I explained about the age restrictions and why it was so, then allowed them to sip and taste, as this removed the mystery and subsequent action of wanting to taste it behind my back. I realised that once I demystified their inquisitiveness, then they lost interest in the alcoholic beverage and stuck to their orange and soft drinks that they enjoyed. This was a good build-up of trust and bonding with the children. I also used to take them to an Anglican church, where they attended a very vibrant youth group. They never wanted to miss an evening, and I had a chance to meet the boys and girls they interacted with, as well as invited them home every now and again. I treated all the other children as mine too, and they all called me Mama. Again, such openness when dealing with teenagers was good. I managed to understand their challenges and we would discuss them openly. If they went for sleepovers at their friends' homes, I always wanted to know a bit of the background of the friend's family before I would allow them to. Another example of demystifying things was when Tendy's friends had experienced nightclubbing and Tendy felt left out. She asked me if she too could go. As she was young, I asked my younger sister's boyfriend then, now husband, Itai, to take her out. They went to one of the popular nightclubs. She found it too noisy, stuffy with cigarette smoke all over, with people pushing and being rowdy. She didn't enjoy it at all. And I was surprised when they came home in less than 2 hours.